Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships.
So, Renya, I want to start with you, and I'd love to know what has been, in your opinion, the most challenging thing in your relationship with Sean.
And how'd you overcome it?
I feel that there are no challenging things in a relationship with my husband. And I am authentic. That's true. My husband is the easiest part in my life. Like, he's my rock. He's my everything. If I need an advice, I call a board meeting. If I need to brainstorm ideas, if I'm struggling with something, if I need to make a decision, he is my person. So I don't think there are any challenging parts of the relationship I have with my husband. I think what was challenging for me, it was when he worked so much in the corporate world, and that was truly taking so much energy and so much time that it was leaving very little time for us to communicate, to create the time. It was, you know, energetically for him, you know, a lot of energy was going into this aspect of his life. So right now, I am just the happiest that we can create all that I have started over the past decade in my business, that we can grow and we can both support each other in those roles. So my husband is an amazing supporter in everything that I am doing, every ideas I had over the years and I have now, and there is no shortage of those. He was always fully with me, championing me, supporting me in any way that I needed. So my relationship with my husband, as I said, is the easiest part of my life.
So it sounds like the most challenging part for you was you not being able to receive the time that you wanted. So you were, you know, absolutely, wanting to be together more and maybe have him prioritize you more when he was in that big CEO role and, you know, get sucked into these vortexes, I think. And being a CEO is definitely
the challenging part was because we moved so many times. So my energy was going also into building our home, into creating the lives for us. And truly, that was just, a while ago, it was my birthday and I went for a 3-day intensive with my coach. And they asked me, what is your deepest desire? And I stood up and I said, my desire is that my husband joins me in my business and we do business together. And truly, right now, I have goosebumps all over my body because this, I thought this going to happen sometime in the future. And it happened literally in the matter of months. So yes, your desires come true. So dream, desire, speak them, celebrate them, and write them down, because that's what I did. I voiced it, I wrote it down, and shortly after, my husband joined me in our business, and it was the biggest and the most wonderful experience.
But you mentioned time as a challenge, and I think that is totally fair, because our life isn't perfect. We're not perfect, and we experience many of the same challenges as everybody else. And until recently, when we started doing business together, we weren't business partners. We were a dual career couple. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my corporate jobs were exhausting. And Rainia, being an entrepreneur, trying to do it all by herself, that was exhausting too. So having time for each other and having energy for each other while maintaining dual career paths and moving, as Rainia said, several times during the process, was a challenge. And we needed to stay committed to ourselves and communicate and do a lot of the other things we talked about during the podcast to stay on track. And now that we are working together and much of our life is seamless because we're complete partners in everything we do, a lot of those challenges and conflicts have gone away. But there were conflicts and challenges in the past that we needed to manage. So let's not.
Yes. Yeah. I needed to heal my relationship with money. That was very important. Coming from a communist country, the first couple of years in my business were not super successful. And my husband, no, that was very challenging for me because that was an important part of my life, that I heal my relationship with money, with making my business successful. So I think in the beginning stages, that was taking a lot of my energy. So now I can have all the time that I require because I can always call a board meeting.
I love it.
That's great. So I have got one final question for the two of you. And I'd like you, Sean, I'm going to start with you. And I want you to fill in the blank on this question. The key to a successful marriage is blank. What would you say?
Well, I think it comes back to commitment and communication like we were talking about earlier. And the more of it you do, the better. The old cliche is you can't over-communicate. And that's why we do many of the things we do, whether they're rituals or practices or habits or whatever. But the and they're little things, but the drives to the gym, you know, the 15 minutes of thinking time after we work out, the board meetings over dinner, the vision boards. But, you know, communicate to make sure that you understand one another and that you're sharing everything you possibly can.
Love that. And Renya, what would you say? The key to successful marriage is what?
I have actually four. Number one is clarity. Clarity about what you want and what you don't want, which you communicate with your partner. Number two are the tools. So to me are the books. Those are the tools that that we now both receive from our coaches, and really getting the support and strategies to create the most smooth transition and achieve what we want. The number three is mindset mastery, because for me, every time that Sean mentioned, I have anything, the triggers get triggered and things go not the way I intend to do, I take my time. I take my time to really evaluate and talk to him. Listen, this is what happened. I don't know why. And we come up with the solution, but as much as I can, and I'm getting better and better, is really mastering my mindset. Okay, this trigger creates this reaction. How do I choose a different reaction next time? What do I need to do? How do I need to set my intention in the morning? How much more mindful do I need to be? So that's number three. And number four is applying the spiritual practices. Really, our spirituality is our superpower, and that goes in our business and in our relationships. So really taking the time to read, to journal, to set an intention in the morning, to practice gratitude before we go to bed. Those are my four.
The one thing I'd say, you know, I think you guys both have it nailed with the three C's, with commitment, communication, and conflict and problem resolution. Because being like me and avoiding it isn't the right answer, and being a messer upper isn't the right answer. And I think couples need to find their own process for dealing with conflict and resolution. And that requires commitment and it requires communication. And it's a process. It's never mastered. But something that you need to continually work on together. And if you really want to have a great relationship, you really need to work at that. We went to a coaching session just over the weekend, and they were talking about it in a business environment, but they're talking about, with most communication, It only goes about 92 to 95% deep. The last 5 to 8% either never gets discussed or only gets discussed when something explodes. Mm-hmm. And getting good at dealing with those unspoken truths and those unspoken issues and putting them out on the table and dealing with them before they become a conflict or a problem is part of it. But I think your prioritization with the three C's is dead on.
Thank you. Well, you guys have been great in our interview and behind the scenes, and we're so grateful for the time and to get to know you a little bit. We do come to Florida periodically, so we hope we get to connect and see you.
And
I have family, and my dad lives in North Palm Beach, so we'll try to have some personal connection and maybe have one of those board meetings or some good think time on the beach.
Absolutely.
That would be great.